We're at now.
And we're back.
Everything that's happening now is happening now.
I like saying, and we're back. Okay.
And
we're back.
We're back.
Now I just want to make a note, which is that we're back on the title screen for the scene selection.
Right.
And there is something cool about this screen.
Oh, yes.
But we're not going to say what it is. We're just going to say that.
No.
And it's not the fact that week is spelled properly all 8 times that it appears. Okay. Are you ready, Josh? Week 4, shall we? Hit play, everyone.
See, some people will figure out what Ethan was just talking about, and they'll be so happy, because what they'll be witness to is something that only the staff, and in fact, only those staff who were there on the first day of staff week got to see.
Right.
Something that, Ethan and Ed and I worked very hard on. It's not the complete version.
No.
I can't even discuss what it is. It's not the complete epic length version.
But I'll tell you what. You send us an email. If you're the first person to send us an email with the subject...
We'll send you.
With the subject line, staff week, we will send you a DVD...
With the complete...
The complete version.
Except that we did have to, even in the sequence that was here on the DVD... We did have to make one second cut for appropriateness.
Yes.
It was one joke for the staff.
Right.
It was not for general.
It will be edited for content, right. I think we can say.
Right, only that one second. But the whole thing was about 7.5 minutes, and if I may say so.
Dude, please do say so.
It's genius.
It is genius.
One of our finest staff.
So be the first one to send us an email.
Most of these listening to this, of whomever's listening to this, have no idea what we're talking about.
But if you're the first to send us an email, that's the subject line is staff week, we will send you.
And take another look at that scene selection menu.
All right.
So here we are, week four, and again, there's dancing happening at a Camp Immokalee.
So this, if I recall,
this is Hercules. Right, very funny.
An enjoyable show. That I thought was actually quite good.
Actually, you sound surprised.
Well, I sometimes think the plays at Camp Vermont New England leave something to be desired.
Here's the thing. I think all the plays...
And by something, I mean plot.
I think all the plays would be better if I had a comfy chair to sit in.
That is true. That's Ariel Reches there playing...
He gets hit hard. If I had left the ambient sound in, it would have been even more painful to watch. Everybody was okay. No one was harmed in the making of this video yearbook, but... Those Hulk gloves do pack a punch. Particularly when you load them with sandbags.
That's right.
Here's some nice Army Team sport happening. Unfortunately, a lot of the Army Team footage was a little washed out. But we did include...
We did the best we could, as we always do. And this is, of course, the last week of camp for many of the A-side campers and a lot of B-side campers.
And the last
campers.
Week of commentary they're going to be listening
That's
to.
Right. At some point we should say goodbye to you. What we should say to you is that camp is a lot more fun if you come for all 8 weeks.
I started coming for 8 weeks in Shawfee, man. It was like a revelation. I had a great time in Salima. Great time. But suddenly, like, being there for 8 weeks was just great. I loved intercessions here. Had a great intercession.
That's enough of that.
No, go on.
No, I think it's copyright infringement if I sing more.
If you sing more. Those, like, first few bars are in the public domain.
That's right. There's some nice shots here of the Talis project.
Those are big Talis.
That's huge. Huge. What music are we listening to, Josh?
Well, I'm listening to the Beatles in my headphone, but on the DVD here?
Yeah.
I believe this is from, I now have to stop and actually listen to it for a second. This is from the, I don't remember.
We don't know what this is.
Wait, hold on, I gotta listen to this. Right. Oh, this is from the 96 tape, as I believe.
Okay.
Keem Sisu, I think, right? This is from the, I believe this is from the 96
tape. Well, I don't know, I wasn't here in 96. You have to.
It's funny, I'm so wrapped up in the commentary. When we have the volume down very low,
this is one of my favorite. This is one of my favorite days of camp. The last day,
right? I think. No, we're listening. Wait, now I felt bad that we have to go back and redo that because I feel like I should be able to have right at my fingertips what the song was.
No, this is raw, man. This is
from the this is from the 96 tape, I believe. It's either from the 96 tape that Josh Pempstein masterminded, or then the CD that I am Margolis did. But I think because I use footage from both, not footage, I use audio from. We use audio from all sorts of sources. Some music recorded this summer, stuff from the various sort of official Camper Ma CDs that our kids and Shira staff have put together. Going back to that 96 tape that Josh Pempstein, who was Roshira at the time, put together, which It's a great tape, actually, and a couple of the two CDs that Army did are also great. I'd love to do another one of those one of these days. They're expensive. They take a lot of time.
And here's,
but other than that, they're great. No, but the music is great.
Here's Bokaerts Reef, one of my favorite activities. Just a lot of fun. I played football this year. I had a great time. And we had a good day for it, as you can
good
see.
Good day for it, yeah. Yeah, this is great. We started this last summer. It was a big hit. Yeah. And it's sort of, you know, it's now in. It's sort of become one of the keep runners. It's just a great time for kids to have fun as a Tsarif together. And also to get a chance to, you know, experience some of the great things that we do at camp that, you know, if you didn't sign up for that hoog, you might not have a chance to do.
And as you can see, Bokaerts Reef took place on one of the many, many, many rain-free days.
We hardly had any rain this summer.
So that was really...
Now people keep talking about rain, right? I don't know.
I wouldn't even call it lucky, because so much of the summer looked like this.
I know.
That it
I mean,
just,
when I watch the video yearbook, I don't see any rain.
That's right. We have cleansed that history.
I mean, look at that sky.
It's days like this, and watching this part of the video, we were talking about whether or not the video captures camp, that really just remind you how much fun camp is, you know? It's
every day at camp, I mean, it really is sort of crazy. I mean, we take it for granted, but every day at camp, there is so much great stuff. And I'm even just talking about, like, the regular programming, not even talking about, like, there's always, you know, some Eidah is going on a trip, or doing a Yom Yuchad, or doing a cool Pulat Tzvi, or cool Pulat Erev. Like, there's just a lot of great fun stuff that happens every day at camp. So, we should really value it.
That is a beautiful statement.
Because unfortunately, this summer, we've just decided to go boring every day.
That's right. I think we probably shouldn't discuss the new...
Should we have left that as a surprise?
Right, the new schedule.
Because we were thinking, we've tried fun. Right. Now let's try boring.
We should try something
just
new.
Just for one
summer. Yeah, I think people will enjoy it, I think.
Right, so everyone will come and get fitted for a desk.
That's
one
right.
of those, like, chair desk things that's all the same.
All attached, right.
Right. No pancakes this year, just a thimbleful of water and a piece of white bread, which, by the way, is what Ethan Linden has for lunch every day here in the office.
It's so true. It's so true. I'm trying to keep my figure. So.
See, food is very important to me, but you like food, but...
I don't, I don't like it enough.
No, you don't.
This was a great... Oh, that's me having a good time. This is a great addition to camp this summer. The carnival actually suggested to us by the kitchen staff, by Gary in the kitchen, who said he would love to make some hors d'oeuvres for people. And we put together just a really fun carnival. As you can see, I had a good time. Actually, just a quick behind the scenes.
Yeah, I was okay. You will go.
My son, Adine, watched me get dunked and was terrified by the experience and completely traumatized. And so the next
second session,
when I wanted to go into the dunk tank, he had to be kept away from
this
me.
Is the... Right. No, I thought that was the excuse for not going. You're not
right,
going.
Right, not going in the dunk tank.
And then I wasn't able to go in the dunk tank the second session because I was sick. I was sick at the end of the summer. I was sick. I have never been sick again.
And the water was so,
I was so
cold.
Sick.
Josh probably would not have survived the dunk tank in that second.
But I know. It was, you know, I feel like we're making excuses, but both Ethan and I really, like, the dunk tank was so much fun, and we were both sort of bummed that we didn't get to do more in the second session, but we'll do it again this summer.
This was a great, it was a lot of fun this
I should also discuss that the dunk tank was sort of a fever dream of yours, right?
It is true. As soon as I heard that we were doing a carnival, my thought was dunk tank.
You gentle viewers need to sort of imagine Hanalah meeting after Hanalah meeting when we'd bring this up and we'd talk about it, and Ethan would just kept saying, like, a mantra, dunk tank, dunk tank, and we'd sort of laugh, like, dunk tank, how are we going to do that? But we got a dunk tank.
We got a dunk tank, and people seem to enjoy dunking us, which I think is, you know, not surprising.
But let me just say the following. It's no good to run up to the button and push the button.
No, that's, absolutely.
That's just not...
That is not only not acceptable, I believe, I will check the Torah on this, I believe it is a sin. I believe it is a sin.
Right.
So,
it's just no fun.
And
let's not have any of that.
No more of that.
Pay attention, campers.
Unless, if you're the first person to send us an email justifying your decision.
No, not even.
No?
I don't want those emails.
Okay,
no,
Josh,
no,
I'm sorry. I would have given it to you guys, but Josh is refusing.
No, you got to play by the rules.
Fair enough.
Rules are important.
Here's some shots of the banquet, which are always a lot of fun. The costumes, as always,
a big
part of the experience.
I like those Elon Oat.
Yeah.
The front. A lot. I guess all the Elon Oats here have the same front.
Right.
The back of those was very clever. Good. So it's like half Eidah, half Tsarif, the t-shirt. It's clever. Good approach. No smoking. The origins of which are shrouded.
I was just going to ask you, Josh.
Send us an email.
I was just going to ask you, Josh, because if nobody, if anybody would know, it would be you.
No, I don't. I think we talked about this last year. I have no idea. I have no idea. I can't even. Some things I don't know for sure about my history, but I can sort of hazard a relatively educated guess. But singing a song about no smoking and then interspersing a Dodge jokes in it, I can't even
peel back the layers.
How that happened, you know? Like, who was the person who sat at a ha-ha-ha meeting and instead of saying dunk tank, said, here's what we're going to do here at the banquet. Yes, we want to kill a little bit of time before beer got we're going to sing a song about not smoking. Absolutely not smoking, then we'll say some Adad jokes. And that...
Well,
his first session.
We're going to take a break.
A great session, a fine session. Rivaled only, perhaps.
By second session. You will have to determine on your own when you come back to join us for the commentary for week 5. Now, for those of you that are only first session campers and you've listened to us thus far and are probably
congratulations.
Not going to listen to the rest.
Do you feel disappointed? Do you feel like we haven't been funny enough or that we haven't revealed enough secrets? We haven't revealed where all the time capsules are buried? Around camp.
Are there time capsules buried?
To you people, I say too bad.
Well.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. Folks, have a happy first session, and we will see you in the second session.
Bye!